USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Retired Navy Admiral and Republican Texas Representative Ronnie Jackson told Newsmax on Friday that at least seven of his constituents are being held in Afghanistan, calling them hostages.
The Taliban won't release the flight until September the 9th because they want to be recognized as an official government. They want to be officially recognized as a legitimate government before then. And I guarantee you, these hostages we have, they're hostages right now being held until the American, until the United States, until the Biden administration recognizes the Taliban as a government.
An anarchist group that has voiced support for Antifa appeared to encourage its followers to burn down police stations until flowers grow in the wreckage of the system. This is the third precinct in Minneapolis today, the group CrimeThink posted on Twitter Friday, along with a picture of a Minneapolis police station that was torched during Black Lives Matter rioting. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
The Department of Justice will try to step in and do something about Texas' abortion bill. Constitutional lawyer Jenna Ellis tells Newsmax that Democrats need to remember what federalism entails.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi need to remember that while they use these terms saying unconstitutional, they need to remember federalism. And they need to remember that their specific enumerated powers do not give the federal government any power to tell the state of Texas or any other state what they can do to protect life in their state.
Prince Wafa, a U.S. citizen from San Diego, called the State Department to find out how he could get himself and his wife out of Afghanistan. The U.S. official on the other end assured him that the Biden administration would not leave any citizen in the country. The official told them they would call back with directions on how to leave the country. No call ever came. Wafa once again called the State Department to find out what had happened. The State Department hung up on him, according to The Intercept. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Biden signs an executive order to release some 9/11 documents. USA's Wendy King has the story.
President Biden signed an executive order calling for his administration to review and declassify some documents related to the September 11th terror attacks. The documents come from the FBI's investigation of the attacks on the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, and the crash of Flight 93 in Stony Creek Township, Pennsylvania. Nearly 3,000 people were killed. Biden said the order directs the Justice Department and other agencies to review the documents and release the declassified information over the next 6 months. Survivors, responders, and victims' families have pressured the government to release documents related to the attack. Hundreds of 9/11 family members signed a letter to Biden last month asking him not to attend any memorial events this year unless he declassified the documents. Events to mark the 20th anniversary of the terror attacks are expected to take place in all three locations next week. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Republican Congress members are disputing the numbers the Biden administration is quoting of Americans left behind in Afghanistan after the last U.S. troops left the country on Monday, citing the calls their offices are getting from citizens stranded in a country now under Taliban rule. President Joe Biden said 98% of Americans in Afghanistan who wanted to leave were able to leave. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.